Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
So back here out of the quarter intermission, Bombers trailing 35-32. Good quarter for the Bombers. They won that one 15-12, cut the lead to 3. Matt Jones, 6 points in the quarter, finally picking up. So the Bombers will send out Terrell, Crawford, and Gilbert at the guard spot. Tabor and Jones down low as they inbound it to Gilbert. Gilbert walks it up, across the half court drive to the left, Jones. Jones gets the screen from Tabor. Jones into Tabor. Tabor, small defender on him. He's going to go to work. Puts the hook shot off the window. Left off the heel of the iron. And PA comes up with it. Hyman with it now. Hyman putting some moves on. He's going to isolate Crawford. Gets the screen from Jones. Over to Sharp. Sharp's going to pull up for a D3 on the right, off the right side. Rebounded by Jones. Jones to Gilbert. Gilbert to walk it up about 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Gilbert gets the screen from Tabor. Good screen by Tabor. A lot of contact. Gilbert has to pull it out as Jones has it top of the key over to Crawford. Crawford, D3 on the way. It's good, and the game is tied. Crawford with 7 points, and the Bombers have tied the ball game. 7 minutes remaining, 35-35 our score. Hyman with it now, working to his right. Gives it to Sharp. Sharp, a screen from Jones. Over to Macon. Macon gives it to Jones. About the nailhead, back to Macon. Macon, great defense by Crawford. It's to Sharp now. Sharp hands it off to Miller. Miller, top of the key. Great defense by the Bombers so far. Crowd now getting into it. Hyman driving against Terrell. A couple crossover dribbles with a whistle and a foul. Basket's no good. Let's say it was on the floor. That's going to go on Adam Terrell. His first, team's third. As they give it to Anderson in the right corner. Anderson going along the baseline is a whistle and a travel. And the Bombers will get it back. Terrell will throw it in along the Bruin baseline. Gilbert will walk it up. I'd like to remind you, our Lady Bomber basketball team will be playing in the game after this, second game of our doubleheader. They'll be taking on the Cabot Lady Panthers in the championship game of the Cabot Pre-Holiday Invitational. As Crawford goes along the left baseline, goes to the rim, there's a whistle and a foul. As we just had the scoreboard go out on the far side. Griffin Newby gets whistled for the foul. Still 35-35. Crawford hits the free throw. First one's good. Now we'll get the second one. And the Bombers have their first lead of the ball game. Second one also good. 37-35, Bombers now leading. PA with the ball. 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. As it's to Anderson. The newbie, skip pass, back to Anderson. Guarded by Gilbert. Goes to the spin move, driving, gets into the paint. Stops, pops, Gilbert all over him. Back to newbie, over to Anderson. Now to Hyman. Hyman looking on the right wing, guarded by Sorrell. Now back to Sharp to the left side, newbie. Newbie directing traffic, now to Anderson. So that's between the circles, 5:25 remaining. Newby working against Gilbert. Take the handoff to Miller to get it into Newby. Newby, good move. Over the right shoulder against Jones. There's a whistle and a foul. I believe that's going to be Matt's fourth foul. As it sends Griffin Newby to the free throw line. Newby's first free throw is third and fourth free throw so far for the Bruins. They're 3-3 from the line. The second free throw by Newby is up, and it's short, rebounded by Jones. 5-10 remaining. TA in a full court press now. Looks like a 1-2-2 as Crawford back to Gilbert. Both on the backcourt. On the left side, Crawford. Crawford to the volleyball line. Finally across the half-court stripe to Jones. Josh Fletcher wanting a foul. A lot of contact when Jones caught it, but nonetheless, Bombers come up with it. Gilbert to his right. Screen from Jones. Gilbert taking a lot of contact. Gets in the paint. Drops it down to Jones. Jones lost the handle. Contact underneath. They're going to say it was tipped off of Joe Hyman's leg. And the Bombers will get it back along the sideline. Dick McGee will come in, give Matt Jones a breather as he'll sit with four fouls. McGee's going to throw it in. As there's a whistle and a little scream. He'll be calling against Dawson Tabor. As I'm going to say, he stuck his leg out. So Blast Academy will have the ball. They're walking across the timeline. They trail by one. 37-36 our score. As it's to Anderson. Anderson to Miller. Miller to Macon. Macon three-pointer on the way. Rattle around as it's knocked out of bounds. And, oh, my goodness, they're going to give it to Blast Academy. Walk right out of bounds with it. And if this is going to talk, and they're going to give it to the Bombers. That's the right call. Roger Frank's not pleased with it. The right call. Roger's not pleased that they had to come change it. Gilbert with it now on the left side. Gilbert taking a lot of contact, lost the handle, got it back. That by three Bruins. Very concerned about him. As Gilbert gets the screen from Tabor, he's up by a double team. Gilbert still has it. Top of the key, inside the Tabor. Thought about it. Jake McGee has it now. Top of the key, Crawford back to McGee. McGee gives it to Tabor within the circle. The left side, Gilbert. He thought about it. He gets the screen from Tabor. Gilbert driving into the paint. Off the window. Tough shot. Won't go. Rebounded by Newby. TA in transition. Anderson with it now. Looks like he got away with a travel. They didn't call it. Anderson puts up the deep three. Off the right side of the rim. Won't go. Miller the rebound. And Terrell stripped it, and he's looking for a foul. Terrell's going to be called for the foul. The PA will throw it in under their basket to get it to Newby. Started by Tabor, good spin move. There's a whistle and a foul, counted and one. Tabor's third foul, bucket good. Griffin Newby hit the bucket, got the Newby in the arm as Matt Jones will come back in getting Adam Sorrell. And that gives Pulaski Academy the lead once again. Newby taking a couple bounces. The free throw's good. 39-37. Bombers now trailing. Full court pressure by the Bruins. McGee and Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert on the right side. Now to the middle. A lot of contact. McGee has it now. Gives it back to Gilbert along the center. Bounces to Jones. On the right side. Back to Gilbert. Just across the half court stripe. Gilbert. About 10-plus feet behind the three-point line. Now he's going to back it out to half court. Gilbert gives it to Jones on the left side. Jones gets the screen from Tabor. Now goes along the left baseline, kicks it out. Crawford stops and pops. Went up for the shot, was wide open. Didn't expect it that wide open. Came back down with it. It's going to be a travel. Surprisingly, a late whistle on that. I think the officials were surprised at that, too. So either way, Flashy Academy get it back. Josh Fulcher's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. 3:02 left in the ballgame. Flashy Academy leading by two. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Fox and Kids 101.7.
If you want a smarter home for the holidays, the Home Depot and Google Nest can help. Right now, save $100 on the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Hub when you buy them together. Use the Nest Hub to adjust the thermostat from across the room at a holiday party. Even get holiday recipes, all with your voice, and right now, all for less. Get holiday savings now on Google Nest, exclusively at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, limit 2 per customer, valid through December 15th.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited.
So back here in Cabot, Arkansas, Pulaski Academy leading by 2. They have the ball. Off bounce to the top of the key, make into the right side, Anderson. Up top to Connell. They're in no hurry to get a shot off. 2.5 minutes remaining, a lot of contact as Macon puts up the jumper. Won't go, or he's kind of by McGee. Of course, I say that. They take a quick shot. Gilbert across the timeline. 2:20 remaining. Gives it to Jones on the left wing. Gets the screen from Tabor. As they meet on a switch, there's a whistle and a foul. Going to go in against Chris Connell. His second foul is fouled on Tabor. His third foul, as Jake McGee is going to throw it in from the left, the right lane line. They move him over. McGee will throw it in. McGee to Gilbert. Gilbert thought about a three in the corner. I was going to dribble it back up top. Gilbert driving inside. A lot of contact. Kicks it out. Jake McGee, three-pointer on the way. Bang! Jake McGee from downtown. The Bombers have the lead once again. Anderson now pushing ahead, pushing the tempo. Picks up his dribble. Macon now wants Crawford. Now he'll give it to Anderson on the right wing. Bit at 50 remaining. There's a whistle. Roger Creighton, we call timeout. We'll take a short one with him. Bombers leading 42-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, we're back here in Cabot, Arkansas. Bombers with a 40-39 lead over the Bruins. Bruins will have the ball right in front of us here as they get it into Anderson. Anderson across the half-court stripe now. Minute 45 remaining. PA taking their time trying to find a good shot. They get it to Macon. Back to Miller. Over to Anderson. As Anderson's going to isolate it, wants Wyatt Gilbert one-on-one. 90 seconds remaining. Back up top to Connell. Bob pass inside to Newby, met by Tabor. A lot of contact, left it short, got it off in the rebound. Left that one short, and the Bombers come up with it. Two good looks at it, but he missed it. Bombers will have it. Gilbert across the half-court line, gets it to Crawford, met by a double team. Crawford lost the handle, loose ball, Jones on the floor. A lot of Bruins and Bombers on the floor. It's going to be a tie-up and a jump ball. Arrow's going to go to Pulaski Academy. Just over a minute remaining in the ballgame. Bombers clinging to a one-point lead. Connell gets it into Anderson. We're down to a minute remaining. Bombers leading by 1. Anderson guarded by Gilbert. to Miller. Back to Macon. Over to Anderson on the right wing, guarded by Gilbert. Three-pointer on the way by Macon. Almost airballed it. Rebounded. Right to Connell. Connell got the lay-in to go. Chris Connell gives the Bruins the lead. 41-40. Bruins have the lead again. Three-quarter-foot pressure. Gilbert has it now across the half-court stripe. Down to 30 seconds. Gilbert with it. Gilbert. Bounces to his right. Now back to his left. Screen from Tabor. Gilbert puts it up on the right elbow. He's got it. Right. Gilbert gives the Bombers the lead. 15 seconds remaining. Anderson. And there's a whistle. And Roger Frank walks the clock. He'll take a timeout. Drops them up for the Bombers shot. We'll take one with him. Bombers lead at 42-41. 12 seconds remaining. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Back here in Cabot, Arkansas, Bombers clinging to a one-point lead, 42-41. Last Academy has possession. Last Academy throw it into Anderson. Back to Connell, down to eight, down to seven. Connell looking, gets it to Anderson, down to five, down to four, down to three, puts up the three on the way. Oh, my goodness, he got it. And Jeff Fisher calls timeout and adds the time of the clock. Very tough shot by Kalen Macon. Makes it 44-42. Gonna see how much time they put back on the clock. Okay, that was Anderson that hit that. As the Bombers will take timeout, 0.4 seconds remaining. And it looks like they're not gonna add any time. We'll take a short 30-second break. And you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
One of our favorite activities this time of year is reminiscing. Each year, the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank reflect on our giving mission, the charitable causes to which we contribute. It's because of you and your business that we are able to support those worthy causes. Our mission is to provide a financial institution that improves the well-being and promotes the success of our employees and customers by treating all with dignity, respect, and compassion. Happy holidays to you from the people of Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
So back here in Cabot, very tough shot by E.J. Anderson gave the Bruins the lead. They did add some time to the clock. I believe it was at 1.3. They have a timeout timer up on the scoreboard now. Bombers will have the ball on the opposite baseline. Have to go 90 feet in a matter of 1 second. Probably could get one dribble down. And the Bombers will have time. Terrell, Crawford, Gilbert, Jones, and Tabor. Tabor, the Bombers' quarterback, and one of its starting pitchers will throw in. Obviously the best arm on the team. He will have it as he's warming up the arm on the right lane line. He'll be able to run the baseline. Tabor gets the ball. He's looking, looking. Length of the court pass. And it's tipped away. D.A.'s got double it. The Bombers lose a heartbreaker. 42-42 on a buzzer beating three. And we're going to take a little break, come back, check the stats for you, bring you the postgame show, get you ready for the Lady Bomber basketball game. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.